You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. A prominent Washington State chiropractor and her husband have not been seen since November 13. Police perform a welfare check at the home of Karen Kopp and her husband, DeVito, and allegedly find two large pools of blood big enough to make cops believe someone was killed. Cops say there was also a strong smell of bleach in the residence. Deputies allegedly find evidence suggesting the bodies had been dragged into the garage. Police have a suspect in custody, tenant Timothy Burke.
Nancy, Burke rented an apartment from the Copes and was set to be evicted. A partially completed eviction notice was found in the Copes' home. Their car was missing from the garage, and police believe the killer loaded their bodies in the trunk and left the scene in it. Burke was initially arrested on identity theft charges after he was discovered using DeVito Cope's debit card. Washington police found a loaded gun on Burke at the time of his arrest. The bullets belonging to the gun matched shell casings found at the Cope's home. Their bodies have not yet been located.
Burke has not officially been charged with murder yet, but prosecutors say a murder charge is appropriate. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
According to U.S. prosecutors, a foiled conspiracy to assassinate a senior Sikh separatist leader in New York just days after another activist was killed was designed to set off a wave of other politically motivated murders in the U.S. and Canada. With more, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
An indictment unsealed in recent days details how the organizers of the plot discussed plans to kill a person in California and at least three others in Canada, along with the victim in New York. The charges are aimed at 52-year-old Nikhil Gupta, a citizen of India accused of murder for hire and conspiracy to commit murder for hire. The information regarding the murder plot was secured through electronic communications, along with audio and video calls that were secretly recorded or obtained by U.S. law enforcement last spring. Prosecutors claim that the plan was to murder at least four individuals in each of the two countries by June 29th, with more killings to follow. After Hardeep Singh Nijjar, an exiled Sikh activist from India, was shot and killed outside a cultural center in Surrey, British Columbia on June 18th, one of the men charged with arranging for the planned assassinations told a hitman he had hired that he needed to act quickly to kill another activist. Prosecutors say that the hitman was actually an undercover American agent, which is why the attack plans were foiled.
The charges against Gupta carry a potential penalty of up to 20 years in prison. A national sporting goods company has been ordered to pay $2.5 million to the families of three victims murdered by a serial killer in South Carolina. This after one of its locations sold firearms to a straw buyer who then supplied them to the culprit, a convicted felon who could not legally own a gun. According to the family's lawsuit that resulted in the settlement, Todd Kohlhepp would occasionally stand close to the buyer, selecting firearms at Academy Sports Outdoors for him to purchase. Academy Sports had requested that the amount of the settlement be kept secret in order to discourage additional lawsuits. However, a judge determined that it didn't make much difference because the case had already received so much attention and that the public had a right to know the outcome. The victims' estates will split the settlement. After 49 years, an Iowa teen believed to be one of the first victims of an infamous California serial killer has been identified. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
For almost five decades, the teenager was known as simply John Doe, but now, thanks to the results of DNA testing, his real name has been revealed as Michael Ray Schlitch of Cedar Rapids. According to a news release by the Orange County Sheriff's Department in California, the teenager was long believed to be a victim of a man known as the Scorecard Killer, Randy Kraft. After being found guilty of torturing and murdering 16 men over almost three decades, a crime spree that culminated with his 1983 arrest, Kraft was handed a death sentence to be served at San Quentin State Prison. Authorities have stated that in addition to the Orange County killings for which Kraft was found guilty in 1989, the 78-year-old is also accused of killing other victims in California, Oregon, and Michigan. On September 14, 1974, two people were off-roading on a fire road northeast of Laguna Beach, California, when the body of the teen now known as Schlitch was discovered. The 17-year-old's death was initially ruled to be accidental when an autopsy revealed high levels of alcohol and diazepam in his system. However, detectives began to connect other similar deaths that occurred in the years that followed and categorized those as homicides. Several of the deaths occurred just a few miles from the location of where the teen's remains were found. The string of murders came to an end in 1983 when a California Highway Patrol trooper saw Kraft weaving and driving on the shoulder of a freeway and pulled him over. In the passenger seat of the vehicle was the body of a strangled U.S. Marine.
According to the prosecution, Kraft, a former computer programmer who was a fetishist, stored some of his victims' severed body parts in his freezer.
Angela Fagan helps a friend move. 6:30 a.m., she's captured on surveillance video at a local Easy Mart, but no one hears from the 47-year-old after that. A few days later, her car is found abandoned. Her personal items like her purse, cell phone, car keys, driver's license, and social security card all left in the vehicle. Angela Fagan has shoulder-length blonde hair, blue eyes, 5 feet 6 inches tall, and weighs 140 pounds. If you have info regarding the disappearance of Angela June Fagan, contact MENA Police, 479-394-1212. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.